Bismillahirrahmanirrahim, Masjid Darul Salam, Toronto, Canada. Saturday after Asr Salah, 11th of Ramadan, 20th of July, 2013. A special species of camel. All the senses of humans are a great blessing of Allah. The best verses of the Quran. Fitra is the zakat of Ramadan. The bayan is presented by Hazrat Maulana Rafiq Sufi Shahib Damat Barakatuhu.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen Wal'aqibatu lil-muttaqeen Wassalatu wassalamu ala ashrafil mursaleen Sayyidina Muhammad Sallallahu alayhi wasallam Wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa tabi'een وَمَنْ تَبِعَهُمْ بِإِحْسَانٍ إِلَى يَوْمِ الدِّينِ أَمَّا بَعْدُ فَأَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ سَأَصْرِفُ عَنْ آيَاتِيَ الَّذِينَ يَتَكَبَّرُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ وَإِنْ يَرَوْا كُلَّ آيَةٍ لَا يُؤْمِنُوا بِهَا وَإِنْ يَرَوْا سَبِيلَ الرُّشْدِ لَا يَتَّخِذُوهُ سَبِيلًا وَإِنْ يَرَوْا سَبِيلَ الْغَيِّ يَتَّخِذُوهُ سَبِيلًا ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا وَكَانُوا عَنْهَا غَافِلِينَ وَالَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا وَلِقَاءِ الْآخِرَةِ حَبِطَتْ أَعْمَالُهُمْ هَلْ يُجْزَوْنَ إِلَّا مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كل أمتي يدخلون الجنة إلا من أبى قيل ومن يأبى يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال من أطاعني دخل الجنة ومن عصاني فقد أبى أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام رواه الإمام البخاري رحمهم الله تعالى صدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم ربنا زدنا علما يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا اللهم اجعلنا ممن يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنه برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. Respected honorable علماء الكرام مشايخ عظام honorable a'immah, respected huffaz, leaders, elders of our community, colleagues, friends, young children in Islam, honorable mothers and sisters listening at home, I would like to greet you with the greetings of Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, my respected teacher and Sheikh, Hazrat Mawlana Mufti Abdul Rahim Saab, Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya, has been, alhamdulillah, advising the gathering for the past few days. And I have been requested to come and share some moments in this auspicious gathering which is taking place. I beseech Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that may He through His infinite mercy make me say what is haq. Ameen ya Rabbul Alameen. May Allah Rabbul Izzah save me and protect me from the evils of my heart and from the evils of my tongue. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make me say those things which are first and foremost beneficial for myself and also for the listeners. Ameen ya Rabbul Alameen. The topic and the theme of the conference is Path to Piety. And I thought that I will choose an ayah from the Holy Quran, which will be befitting the occasion. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Surah Al-A'raf, سَأَصْرِفُ عَنْ آيَاتِيَ الَّذِينَ يَتَكَبَّرُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ. Allah says, I will turn away from my signs, meaning from the recognitions of the signs of Allah. And the recognition of the signs of Allah is the ultimate way of recognizing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, أَفَلَا يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَى الْإِبِلِ كَيْفَ خُلِقَتْ وَإِلَى السَّمَاءِ كَيْفَ رُفِعَتْ وَإِلَى الْجِبَالِ كَيْفَ نُصِبَتْ وَإِلَى الْأَرْضِ كَيْفَ سُطِحَتْ. Allah says, have they not seen? Are they not looking towards the camel? أَفَلَا يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَى الْإِبِلِ كَيْفَ خُلِقَتْ. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created this camel with unique characteristics. Subhanallah, la ilaha illallah. This camel, when it drinks water, it can preserve the water in its humps for days on. Subhanallah, say la ilaha illallah. It's the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The camel can walk and walk and walk. Subhanallah. And when we study, and when we find out the latest researches in regards to certain species of camels that exist on the face of this earth, wallahi, after finding out and reading those articles, we have no choice but to say, La ilaha illallah, subhanallah. One of the researches put forward to us, there is a species of camels that exist in northern China. In northern China. And these special species of camels are such that Allah Rabbul Izzah has given them such hair. Allah Rabbul Izzah has given them such fur that this fur that is existing on their body, it becomes a means of their protection from the winter, severe, bitterest winter in the cold season. And it becomes a means of their protection from the hot sun in the summer. Subhanallah, la ilaha illallah. It is dual purpose. It is dual purpose, subhanallah. This very camel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. The researchers have said that it has got a special characteristic. And that is that when it eats something, and one of the qualities And one of the special features of a camel is that it likes to chew. It likes to chew. And when it chews the grass, or when it chews any plantation for its own consumption, and once it's chewed it, you know, when you get something and you chew something, you have the taste at the time of chewing. Once you've chewed that, you can't get that taste again because it's gone from whatever you've chewed. But this camel is so great, subhanAllah. And Allah has created it with such special qualities that it states that this camel, when it eats something and when it chews something, and the quality and the benefit that this camel gains from chewing that, once it has gone into its digestive system, Allah Rabbul Izzah puts that in a special compartment, subhanAllah. And afterwards, after 1 month, after 2 months, it says that when that camel, they did research on it, and they saw that after a duration of time, the camel is not chewing anything, what we can see visibly, but they have done research that the camel has got the ability that whatever it ate before, it can bring it out again, and then start to chew it again, subhanAllah, la ilaha illallah. This is the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, أَفَلَا يَنْدُرُونَ إِلَى الْإِبِلِ كَيْفَ خُلِقَتْ. The way Allah creates its hoofs, the way Allah creates its hump, it's a preservation of water. And when it feels thirsty, after walking miles upon miles on the hot desert, it quenches its own thirst. SubhanAllah, la ilaha illallah. This is the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, أَفَلَا يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَى الْإِبِلِ كَيْفَ خُلِقَتْ. Do they not see towards the camel how Allah has created it? وَإِلَى السَّمَاءِ كَيْفَ رُفِعَتْ. Do they not see towards the sky how Allah has raised it? Can me and you see any pillars in the sky? Yes or no? I can't hear you. No. The foreign people have a different view than the Quran. Do we see pillars in the sky? Yes or no?
No.
Say it loud and clear. No. What's there to feel shy about? There's nothing wrong in saying no in the house of Allah to endorse the Quranic verse, subhanAllah. We're not saying anything except endorsing the Quranic verse. Allah Rabbul Izzah says in Surah Al-Mulk, subhanAllah, that can you see any pillars? And then Allah says, no, not once, but look again. Look again, and again look again, but you will not be able to see any fault in the sky, because that has been raised and preserved, none but by Allah. Say it loud and clear, by Allah. Allah's the ultimate one. He is the one. And in the sky, we don't see no pillars. If we have any roof, and we don't have a pillar, what's going to happen? It's going to collapse upon us. The roof is there. The roof is there, yet this roof which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made, He's made the skies the roof for us, yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it in such a way that He is controlling His roof with His ultimate power, subhanallah, la ilaha illallah. وَإِلَى الْجِبَالِ كَيْفَ نُصِبَتْ. Abdullah ibn Rahman, Fatima, Zainab, Allah says, don't you see towards the mountains? Don't they ponder upon the mountains how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put them on the earth, and they are holding this earth. If these mountains were to taken off, they are like holding the earth. They are holding the earth to shake. If these mountains were taken off, it would say that the whole earth would be gone into disaster. Subhanallah, Allahu Akbar. وَإِلَى الْجِبَالِ كَيْفَ نُصِبَتْ. Allah has put them like nails on the earth, holding it. It's holding the earth. If these mountains were to be taken off, Allahu Akbar, then no person would be able to live on the face of this earth. Allahu Akbar. وَإِلَى الْجِبَالِ كَيْفَ نُصِبَتْ. وَإِلَى الْأَرْضِ كَيْفَ سُطِحَتْ. Do they not see towards the earth how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spread this land, and Allah has made it easy for me and you to walk on this land, subhanallah, la ilaha illallah. Without the power and the qudrat of Allah, nothing can happen, subhanallah, nothing can happen. So Allah says, سَأَسْرِفْ. I will take away this recognition. I will take away this quality of recognizing that I am their Lord. Allah is our Lord. He is Rabbul Alameen. He is Malikul Mulk. قل اللهم مالك الملك تؤتي الملك من تشاء وتنزع الملك ممن تشاء وتعز من تشاء وتذل من تشاء بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير. Allah is the one that has the sovereign in his hand. Allah is the one that has this control over everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is the king of kings. Subhanallah. La ilaha illallah. Sa'asrif, Allah says. And he uses the plural, the singular tense here. Many times in the Quran, Allah uses the plural tense. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikr wa inna lahu lahafidun. Allah says, we are the ones that have revealed the book, meaning the Quran, the reminder. And we are the ones that are going to preserve this book. So he uses the word inna, plural tense. Inna nahnu. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikr. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. Many are places Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the plural tense. But in this specific verse, Allah Rabbul Izzah is using the singular tense and he's saying, sa'asrif. I will turn away from my signs, from my recognition, from ultimately coming onto the path of piety and God consciousness. I will turn away which people? He says, سَأَصْرِفْ عَنْ عَيَاتِيَ الَّذِينَ يَتَكَبَّرُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ. Those people that walk on the face of this earth with arrogance and show proud and show boastfulness. Allah Ta'ala protect us. Ameen. Ya Rabbil Alameen. Those that possess the quality of takabbur and ujb, boastfulness and pride and arrogance. Allah protect us. Ameen. Ya Rabbil Alameen. Allah says, I will turn them away. This is such a despicable quality in somebody, or such a despicable feature in somebody, that it will not only destroy his akhirah, but it will also destroy his dunya. Allah protect us. Ameen. Ya Rabbil Alameen. This kibr, ujb, boastfulness, arrogance, vanity takes a person nowhere. Allahu Akbar. Takes a person nowhere. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in a hadith, لَا يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةِ مَنْ كَانَ فِي قَلْبِهِ مِثْقَالُ ذَرَّةٍ مِّنْ كِبْرٍ. Allahu Akbar. He says, that person will not enter paradise in whose heart is an iota of ujb and takabbur and vanity. Allah protect us. Ameen. Ya Rabbil Alameen. An iota. Iota of ujb. Allah protect us. And we see in the world today, the tyrant rulers, arrogance is rife. Everybody wants to show their power and pomp. Allahu Akbar. Everybody wants to establish their authority. Allahu Akbar. And why? It all comes down to arrogance and ujb and takabbur. Allah protect us. Ameen. Ya Rabbil Alameen. Sa'asrif. Allah says, I will turn them away from recognizing the right path. I will turn them away from recognizing the signs of myself. All these are signs. When we see the sky, we should remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we see within ourselves, Allah says, وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. Do you not see within yourself, subhanAllah, how Allah ta'ala has created you, how Allah has given you the quality of touching, and the quality of tasting, and the quality of smelling, and the quality of listening, and the quality of seeing. All these are ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person may have eyes, Allahu Akbar, yet we don't recognize that this person is seeing or blind. Will only not understand that this person can't see, when he will tell us, unfortunately, I can't see Allah. A person has got something in front of him and he can't smell the good smell and the good odor, and that person has got, unfortunately, Allah protect us, he has a defect in his smell, sense of smell, and the person can't smell good odor from bad odor. But when person is sitting there and it's smelling really bad, and you say to somebody, can't you smell here? It's so bad smelling, and you're sitting here, don't you feel any smell? He says, unfortunately, I can't smell. Allah. The sense of listening, the sense of talking, the sense of tasting. Allah has given us taste buds, subhanAllah. Allah has given us taste buds. And when we eat an apple, we can feel the taste of an apple. When we eat an orange, we can feel the taste of an orange. And the same tongue It's the same tongue. But Allah within His Qudra, this small flesh of me, this small flesh, this small portion, this small udw, is so small in size. Yet Allah has given us, with His power, with His Qudra, with His favors, He has given us the taste of, He has given us the ability to have the taste buds, Allahu Akbar. And when we taste something, and you have a taste session, Allahu Akbar here. You have a taste session, what's gonna taste the best? Sometimes these cookery people, these cooks, they cook meat and they cook many things. And they say, which dish is the best in taste? We're gonna have a competition. And mashallah, somebody say, I'm gonna make the barbecue with the tandoori masala. And I'm gonna make this with that masala. And I'm gonna make it with the South African masala. And I'm gonna make it with the Hindustani masala. And I'm gonna make it with the Pakistani masala. And I'm gonna make my fish with the Bangladeshi masala. And you will see who is gonna win in the competition. Everybody wants to present their dish so that when the judges start tasting the dishes, they can feel the difference in taste and they can say, oh, we will give you an opinion and we'll give the score 9 out of 10, 8 out of 10, 7 out of 10, and this person is the winner. Why? Allah is the very same tongue, subhanAllah, the very same tongue. Yet when he's tasting one thing, it's a different taste. When he eats something else, it's a different taste. When he drinks something else, it's a different taste. Water is water, orange juice is orange juice, milk is milk, ribena is ribena, pineapple juice is pineapple juice. Yet every time we take a different sip, we'll have a different taste. Allahu Akbar. This is through the power of Allah, the Qudrat of Allah. Do we put a special chip inside that when I want to drink water, I'm going to put this chip inside so I can taste the taste of water? I'm going to put this chip inside so I'm going to taste the taste of orange. No, our mindset is different. We might think this might be tasting according to what you think, but the taste will only come according to what's on your tongue, subhanAllah. And then again, it's in the Qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah has given you this thing. And when one person eats something, the taste is sweet. And when somebody else, because unfortunately, due to some illness, Allah Rabbul Izzah protect us all from illnesses. Ameen ya Rabbul Alameen. We make dua. Allah ta'ala give shifa to all the ill people. Ameen ya Rabbul Alameen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them shifa kamila, ajila, mustamirra, da'ima, everlasting shifa inshallah. And the big thing we need to ask from Allah, Allah grant us all shifa from our spiritual ailments. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Say Ameen, yes.
Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen.
The ailments of our body are temporary. Let the ailments of the heart and the ruhani and the spiritual ailments are detrimental, not only for our dunya, but also for the akhirah. Allahu Akbar. So I was saying, one person has got an illness, unfortunately, the taste, the sense of taste, yeah, the taste buds are such that whenever he eats something, it feels sour, it feels bitter. And there's something that's sweet like honey. When somebody eats it, he can feel the sweetness of honey. But the other person that tastes the same honey, he feels bitterness. Allahu Akbar. The same tongue. The same tongue, the substance is the same. And Allah has put with His power different taste buds in every single person living on the face of this earth. Our tongues are a sign of recognizing our Lord, Allahu Akbar. Many people like one dish. The others, they don't like that dish. They say, I'm not true. This is my favorite dish, they say. How do you not like it? This is my favorite dish. I love this dish. But somebody else will say, unfortunately, it's not my favorite dish and I don't like the taste. But we shouldn't say that. Ma'aba Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ala ta'amin qattu aw kama qala alayhi salatu wa taslim. Nabi Paslam never took fault out of food ever in his life. If he wanted to eat something, he would have ate it. And if he didn't want to eat it, he would abstain from it. But he would not take the fault out of the food, because the problem is not in the food. Because Abdullah, according to him, that is his favorite food. And if you give him that, he will not only eat it, he will lick the plate that he's eating from. And if you give it to Abdul Rahman, he doesn't have the state, and he will only maybe merely put his finger inside it and touch it and just lick it maybe and say, no, I want to abstain. One person, he licks it and he wants more and more, and the other person is abstaining. Why? Because the defect is not in the food, the defect is in our tongues. Allahu Akbar. وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُ. Look within yourselves and recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. سَأَصْرِفْ. Allah says, I will turn away from my signs, from my recognition. يَتَكَبَّرُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ. Those that show arrogance, that show takabbur, that show pride, that show vanity on the face of this earth without its right. What right do we have, Allahu Akbar, of showing arrogance? Like I said, Marbi Baksam said, لَا يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةِ مَنْ كَانَ فِي قَلْبِهِ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ مِّنْ كِبَرٍ. That person will not enter paradise in whose heart is an iota of ujb and pride and takabbur. Allah protect us. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. A sahabi was there. فَقَالَ الرَّجُلُ, says, Ya Rasulullah, إِنَّ الرَّجُلَ, a man, إِنَّ الرَّجُلَ, he wants, يُحِبْ, أَنْ يَكُونَ ثَوْبُهُ حَسَنًا وَنَعْلُهُ حَسَنًا. Says, a man would like that his clothing is good. He wears nice clothes. He doesn't want to wear tatty clothes. He doesn't want people to say, this guy is scruffy and dirty. He wants to wear nice clothes. He doesn't want to wear bad shoes or bad footwear. He wants to wear the nice, latest, mashallah, maybe footwear, a good footwear where he can walk with ease as well, and he can feel comfortable whilst he's walking as well. So he wants to have good clothing. He wants to have good footwear. The sahabi says, Ya Rasulullah, a person, he wears good clothes. ثَوْبُهُ حَسَن وَنَعْلُهُ حَسَن. Then is this person also arrogant? Nabi Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam replies, he says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ جَمِيلٌ يُحِبُّ الْجَمَالِ. Allah Rabbul Izzah likes everything in perfection. He likes everything to be beautified. And when we wear something, we wear the best of what we have. And we thank Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. إِنَّ اللَّهَ جَمِيلٌ يُحِبُّ الْجَمَالِ. Allah Rabbul Izzah likes everything in perfection. Subhanallah. Nothing half-heartedly, nothing incomplete. Allah likes everything with completion. Allahu Akbar. And then Rasulullah ﷺ says, Al-Kibr. What is the definition of takabbur? What is the definition of ujb? What is the definition of arrogance? He says, Al-Kibr, batarul haq wa ghamtun nas. Aw kama qal alayhi salatu wa taslim. He says, arrogance is to reject the truth. Is to reject the truth, is to reject the haq, the path of piety, is to adopt the path of evilness and error. It is to reject the haq, bataru haq, wa ghamtu nas, and it is to belittle the people. Belittle. Here, Imam Nawawi rahimahumullah, in explaining this al-kir, this hadith, he says, O ghamtu nas, it means ihtiqaruhum, to belittle them and do haqeel and think that these people are lower than me and I am higher. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Sa'asrif. Allah says, I will turn these people away who have this quality of arrogance from recognizing my signs. يَتَكَبَّرُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ وَإِن يَرَوْا كُلَّ آيَةٍ لَا يُؤْمِنُ بِهَا. And if they were to see any sign, then they would not believe in it. وَإِن يَرَوْا كُلَّ آيَةٍ. If they were to see any sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لَا يُؤْمِنُ بِهَا. They would not believe in it. وَإِن يَرَوْا سَبِيلَ الرُّشْدِ. And if they were to see the path to righteousness, the path to piety, if they were to see the path of taqwa, the path of a'mal salihah, the path of going closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the path of rushd, piety, God consciousness, and good deeds, and a'mal salihah, if they were to see سَبِيلَ الرُّشْدِ, if they were to see path of righteousness, لَا يَتَّخِذُوهُ سَبِيلًا, then they do not choose that as their path. They do not adopt that as their path. Further, وَإِن يَرَوْا سَبِيلَ الْغَيْءِ. But if they were to see the path of error, the path of evil, the path of sin, the path of disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then immediately what do we do? وَإِن يَرَوْا سَبِيلَ الْغَيْءِ يَتَّخِذُوهُ سَبِيلًا. They will fall for it and they will adopt it. Allah protect us. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. The society, Abdullah Abdurrahman, Fatima Zainab, that we are living in today's day and age is very dangerous. Our aqeedah is being bombarded with different kinds of aqeedahs. Our aqeedah, our firm belief is at stake. We need to make sure that we hold our aqeedah firmly. Our situation around and the stories that we get, that brothers and sisters of Iman are going out of the fold of Islam, Allahu Akbar. We hear stories that people have taken lifestyles which are away from the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We hear stories of people accepting the so-called, the glamorous us and the good way of life, where they think this is an easy way of life, of accepting the deen and think this is the only way that we're going to be successful in this world. No, Abdullah Abdurrahman, Fatima Zainab, the only way we will be able to be the successful ones, and the only way that we will be the ones who will be the ones who accept the message of Allah and Rasulullah SAW, is if we follow the true teachings of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, qala Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, kullu ummati yadkhuluna al-jannata illa man aba. Every ummati of mine, every ummati of mine will enter into paradise, will go to Jannah, except the rejectors, except the ones who reject. Qila wa man yaba ya Rasulullah. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked, ya Rasulullah, who are the rejectors? Who are these categories of people who reject and who don't accept? Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, man ata'ani dakhala al-jannah wa man asani faqad aba, aw kama qala alayhi salatu wa taslim, rawahu al-Bukhari rahimahumullah. That whosoever will obey me, meaning obey Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he will enter into paradise, and whosoever will disobey me, that is the person who has in reality rejected me. Allah, Allah protect us. Amin ya Rabbil Alameen. وَإِنْ يَرَوْا سَبِيلَ الرُّشْدَ لَا يَتَّخِذُوهُ سَبِيلًا. When a person invites them towards the masjid, when they invite them towards doing khair, then they feel hesitant. Say, oh, I'm not ready yet. I'm not ready yet. I'm not up for it yet. I'm young yet. I need to go into my middle age or later in my ages where I can be prepared and I can become religious at that time. I'm not ready for it yet. They come out with lame excuses, one after the other, after the other. وَإِنْ يَرَوْا سَبِيلَ الْغَيِّ يَتَّخِذُوهُ سَبِيلًا. But when they say, come on Abdullah, let's go down downtown and let's enjoy a'udhu billah, a pint of lager, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Let's go downtown and let's enjoy some drugs, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Let's go to the shisha cafes, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Let's go to the brothels and let's go to prostitution immediately. Allah Ta'ala protect us, ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Allah protect us, ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. But this person who does not adopt the way of righteousness, who does not take and does not choose the path to piety, when it comes to making a choice of taking the adopting the path to evil and the path to error, immediately he is inclined towards that. Allah protect us, ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. وَإِنْ يَرَوْا سَبِيلَ الْغَيِّ يَتَّخِذُوهُ سَبِيلًا. And why is this? Allah says, ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا وَكَانُوا عَنْهَا غَافِلِينَ. The very reason why these people are refusing to accept the truth, the very reason why these people are the rejectors, the very reason why these people are adopting the path of error and sin and evil, the very reason why these people don't have an inclination towards khair and goodness and taqwa and piety and God consciousness, the very reason why these people have adopted this way of life and this lifestyle, ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا. Because these very people have rejected our signs. Allah Akbar, la ilaha illallah. Allah protect us, ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا وَكَانُوا عَنْهَا غَافِلِينَ. And they are heedless in regards to the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا وَكَانُوا عَنْهَا غَافِلِينَ. وَالَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا وَلِقَاءِ الْآخِرَةِ. Those that reject the signs and those that reject meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the last day, on يوم القيامة. فَحَبِتَتْ أَعْمَالُهُمْ. Their actions and their deeds will be in vain. They will be barbar. They will be finished. هَلْ يُجْزَوْنَ إِلَّا مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. What do you expect that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to deal with them except what they've done in this world, Allah? What do you expect? Allah is going to deal with them accordingly. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى. Whosoever will do an ayat of good, he will see the reward of that in the akhirah. وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَى. And whosoever will do an ayat of evil, he will see the consequence of that evil on the day of judgment. Allah. Abdullah Abdurrahman, Fatima Zainab, this Quranic verse is a lesson for me and you that we need to try and adopt the path to piety. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in another verse he says, لا إكراها fi din. La ikraha fi din. There is no compulsion. There is no force in accepting the truth. La ikraha fi din. There is no compulsion in deen, in the way of life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah has given us this choice. La ikraha fi din. Qad tabayyana ar-rushd min al-ghay, min al-ghay. Qad tabayyana ar-rushd min al-ghay. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that righteousness is evident from evilness. Allah knows, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned to us, this is the path of righteousness and this is the path of evil. Allah says, La ikraha fi al-deen, qad tabayyana ar-rushd min al-ghay, faman yakfur bit-taghuti, whosoever will reject At-taghut, the evil ways, the shaitan and his path. فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالْتَاغُوتِ وَيُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ and has faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَيُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ اسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْعُرْوَةِ الْوُثْقَى. He has indeed grabbed hold of and grasped the cord which is so important for his existence in this world and in the hereafter, subhanAllah. بِالْعُرْوَةِ الْوُثْقَى لَا انْفِصَامَ لَهَا, for there is no breaking. Once he grabs hold of this important cord from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he grasps hold of the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then inshaAllah he will stay firm. لَا انْفِصَامَ لَهَا, there is no breaking for that. لَا انْفِصَامَ لَهَا وَاللَّهُ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ. Allah is all listening, Allah is all aware. اللَّهُ وَلِيُّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا يُخْرِجُهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلَمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. Allah is the guardian, Allah is the protector, Allah is the friend of those who Allah waliyu alladhina amanu, of those who believe Allah, or those who have conviction, and Allah Ta'ala takes them out min adh-dhulumati ila an-nur. Allah takes them out from darkness into light, subhanallah. And this Quranic verse, subhanallah, is ajeeb, and the in the location of this Quranic ayah is ajeeb. Allah mentions it after ayatul kursi, subhanallah, the great verse of the Quran, subhanAllah. Ayatul Kursi, Hazrat Ubay ibn Ka'b was the Sahabi of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, regarding whom he has been given the status, وَأَقْرَأَهُمْ لِكِتَابِ اللَّهِ Ubay ibn Ka'b. The one who used to recite the Quran the most was none but Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Ubay ibn Ka'b was the Qari of the Quran. Ubay ibn Ka'b once was sitting in the majlis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asks him a question, subhanAllah. Say la ilaha illallah. He's not asking the question. The questioner is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the one who is being questioned is Ubay ibn Ka'b. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Ya Aba al-Mundhir, this was his title. He says, Ya Aba al-Mundhir, Ayya ayatin fi kitabillahi ma'aka a'zam. Which verse, according to you, is the greatest of virtue in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanAllah. It's not that Rasulullah ﷺ never knew. He knew. But he wanted to show something later on which he mentions. Hazrat Ubay ibn Ka'b, in some narration it says, he never replied. Out of adab, out of respect to Rasulullah, he knew the answer. When we are asked the question, no mufti, let you go give fatwa straight away, mashallah. Instead, you get people who give fatwas to muftis, mashallah, alhamdulillah. You know, some ulama were sitting, once we were sitting together, and we were discussing something, and just a lay person, normal man, comes in, Mufti sahab, masla aisa hona chahiye. Subhanallah. Main kehta hu ki aisa hona chahiye. Are tu kahan se mufti aa gaya bhai? These muftis have spent their lives, the ulama have spent years in studying the Quran and Sunnah, and they are deriving masail from the Quran and Sunnah, and we want to become the babs of muftis, we want to become the fathers of muftis. We say, you guys have spent 6, 7, 10, 9 years in your institutions studying books, but we know better. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. That is our attitude. People want to think that they, what they say, that's what should go. And they want fatwa according to their nafs and desire. If they don't get a fatwa, according to this, ye kuch bhi, kuch nahi aata, Allah. This guy doesn't know anything. He's not a proper mufti. He can't give a fatwa. Why? It's a go against his desire. It's against his will. It's against what he wants to establish. He'll go to another mufti. He'll go to mufti upon mufti until he'll get a fatwa from the batwa, inshallah. Fatwa from the pocket, inshallah, yes. Pocket fatwa, I call them, yes. Why? Because he's got this fatwa now, according to what he wants to get. And you get a lot of people like that in the world today. Allah Ta'ala protect us. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. So he says, he never gave the answer. Ubay ibn Ka'b stayed quiet. Adab of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Allahu wa Rasuluhu A'lam. Says, Allah and His Prophet knows best. Again, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked the same question. Ya Aba al-Mundhir, ayya ayatin min kitabillahi ma'aka a'zam? Now the first time he asked the question, out of adab and respect, Ubay ibn Ka'b didn't answer. The second time Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked the question, now he thinks, I don't want to give any taklif to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This must have been his mindset, that I don't want to give any more trouble, that he asks me the question. The third time again, as soon as he asked the question, the second time, أَيَّ آيَةٍ مِنْ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ مَعَكَ عَظَمْ, he says, اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ الْحَيُّ الْقَيُّمُ, meaning Ayatul Kursi. He mentions the Ayatul Kursi, and immediately after he gives the answer, Rasulullah Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمْ, he says, فَدَرَبَ فِي صَدْرِي, right? Hazrat Ubay ibn Ka'b himself says, فَدَرَبَ فِي صَدْرِي, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam tapped me on my chest. Come here, boy. Don't worry, I'm not going to hit you, inshallah. Eh? When somebody does something good, what do we say? You know, we tap their eyes, mashallah, well done, well done. We say, well done, you know, we say like that. And out of love and respect and honor of Ubay ibn Ka'b, Rasulullah ﷺ put his hand on his head and says, MashaAllah, well done, well done. He never hit him like me and you, Allahu Akbar. If we get the opportunity, I'd be like, I want it, MashaAllah. Moka hai de do, samjhe? Whilst the stove is hot, cook the chapati, MashaAllah. Tawa garam hai, roti pakka lo, MashaAllah. No, that wasn't that. This was out of love of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Rasulullah Sallam used to love his companions to bits. He says, "Fadaraba fi sadri." Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam hit me on my chest. He patted me on my chest out of love and affection. And the words that came out from the blessed tongue of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam were the most of the words which Ubay ibn Ka'b would have wanted to written with gold and put on a plaque and put hanging up, because the words he said, "Liyahnikal ilm, ya Aba al-Mundhir, congratulations on your knowledge, O Aba al-Mundhir." Subhanallah, because you have given the right answer. Congratulations. This great verse of the Quran. And thereafter, Allah mentions this, La ikraha fi al-deen. Again, Ayatul Kursi, I would like to finish. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put this ajeeb hadith, Imam Bukhari rahimahumullah, and Imam Muslim rahimahumullah, I think I've mentioned this in their siha, but Imam Nawawi rahimahumullah has definitely mentioned this in Riyadh al-Salihin. And he says, Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he is the narrator of this hadith, and Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, qala, wakkalani Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam bihifzi zakati ramadana. It was the month of Ramadan, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave Abu Huraira, that sahabi whose fadail, we can go on for hours, subhanallah. That Sahabi of Rasulullah ﷺ who dedicated his life in the search of knowledge, subhanAllah. He was from the Ashab al-Suffa, the people who would live on the raised platform, and they dedicated their lives to seek knowledge from Rasulullah ﷺ. He himself says, many a times I would not have food to eat and I would be hungry and I would be unconscious, Allahu Akbar. I would fall unconscious and I would have the illness of epilepsy, and I would have fits. I would have fits, and people would think that I am having fits because of this epilepsy. But the reality was that they would put their foot on my neck, because this was what they thought in that time. This was the cure and remedy to fits. So they would put their foot on my neck, trying to stop me from shaking like this and having fits. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala says, but the reality was, ma bi majnoonun, I was not insane. I was not insane. I never had this illness of epilepsy, but the problem was, this was my condition because of hunger, Allah, because of hunger. I used to stay hungry. I never used to miss an opportunity. I thought to myself, if I go to find food for myself, maybe I will miss one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ji, Abu Huraira says, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave me the responsibility of safeguarding the zakat of Ramadan. How much time do we have? 5 minutes, Allahu Akbar. I won't be able to finish the hadith in 5 minutes. But I will tell you the conclusion, the importance of this hadith. That this, Abu Huraira is responsible for the zakat of Ramadan. He says, I was taking care, there was a heap of food. Heap of food. In that time they used to give dates, barley, wheat for Sadaqatul Fitr. What we call Sadaqatul Fitr. It's called Zakatul Fitr, Zakat Ramadan. In that time they used to give dates to the poor, barley to the poor, wheat to the poor. Says, I was responsible to taking care of the zakat of Ramadan. Sahaba had come and given it here. Rasulullah says, you are responsible, Abu Huraira. Make sure you are safeguarding it and you have to be the security man. You have to be the security personnel to make sure nobody takes this away from this place. Make sure nobody takes it away. Says, I was made responsible. I was made the wakil. I was made the guardian of taking care of this. Says, what happens one day? Fa'atani atin. A passerby comes one day. And what does he start to do? فَجَعَلَ يَحْثُ مِنَ الطَّعَامِ. He starts to take handful, subhanAllah. He starts to take handful from it. Abu Hurairah, hey! So what are you doing? لَأَرْفَعَنَّكَ إِلَىٰ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ. I am going to complain about you to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, this person said, إِنِّي مُحْتَاج. I am a needy person. وَعَلَيَّ عِيَالِ. And I have a responsibility of a family. وَبِحَاجَةٍ شَدِيدًا. And I have a great need. So obviously, Zakat al-Aman is for the needy, for the poor. Abu Huraira thought, well, he's a poor person. I mean, he's asking for it. فَخَلَّيْتُ عَنْهُ. He says, I let him go. And the next morning, something strange happens. SubhanAllah. The miracle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes into existence. مُعْجِزَةُ النَّبِي sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Says, فَأَصْبَحْتُ. Says, next morning, I came to the khidmat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, looking at Abu Huraira, says, يَا أَبَا هُرَيْرَ مَا فَعَلَ أَسِيرُكَ أَلْبَارِهَا. What did your captive do last night, subhanAllah? He immediately is telling him of the incident which he was nobody there. This was the miracle and mu'jizah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Says, ma fa'ala asiruka al-bariha. If it was me and you, say, how do you know? Who gave you the information? How did you verify that? Yeah, we come up with 10 questions. Abu Huraira had no questions. Immediately, he says, faqala. He says, I said to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ya Rasulullah, faqultu, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, shaka, hajatan, wa'iyalan. He complained. He put a complaint in front of me in regards to hunger, in regards to aneed. Shaka, and he complained to me that he has a family to take care of. فَرَحِمْتُ. I had pity on him. I had mercy on him. فَخَلَّيْتُ سَبِيلًا. I let him go. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam listens to him. After he says, أَمَا إِنَّهُ قَدْ كَذَبَكَ وَسَيَعُودُ. Abu Huraira, remember that person has told you lies. He's lied to you. He's lied to you. And he is going to return. He's going to return. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala says, فَعَرَفْتُ أَنَّهُ سَيَعُودُ. I knew from that point onwards, and I believed with conviction that this person is going to return to me. لِقَوْلِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. Because Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told me he's going to come. He's definitely going to come again. He goes, فَرَسَتُ. I waited for him. And then this person comes again. فَجْعَلَ يَحْظُ مِنَ الطَّعَامِ. Again, same thing. He starts to collect the food. Here, لَعَرْفَعَنَّكَ إِلَىٰ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ. I'm gonna take you to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, دَعْنِ. Let me go. Please let me go. دَعْنِ. إِنِّي مُحْتَاج. I am a needy person. وَعَلَيَّ عِيَال. And I have a family to take care of. لَا أَعُود. I won't return again. Please, I won't return again. Let me go. Says again, فَخَلَّيْتُ. I let him go. Next morning, exact same thing happens. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says to Ya Abu Huraira, ma fa'ala asiruka, ma fa'ala asiruka al-bariha. What did your captive do last night? Abu Huraira again says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he complained about his needs. He complained about his family, and I had mercy on him. Farahimtuhu, fakhallaytu sabila. So I let him go. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam again says, innahu kad kadhabaka wa sayyaud. That he has lied to you again. He was no need. He had no family to take care of. He's lied to you, but remember, he's going to come again. Allahu Akbar. He's going to come again. So, he says, oh, this guy's going to come a third time. He waits for him. For a certain time. He says, I wait for him. Why? He knew. Rasulullah said, he's going to come. So he's waiting. He says, for a certain thalitha. I waited for him the third time. And then the day comes, he comes again. Faja'a فَجَعَلَ يَحْطُو مِنَ الطَّعَامِ. He starts to collect the food. Handful again. He starts. He says, لَعَرْفَعَنَّكَ إِلَىٰ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ. I am now definitely gonna take you to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I ain't gonna let you loose this time. هَذَا آخِرُ ثَلَاثِ مَرَّاتٍ. This is the last and third time that you do. And every time, إِنَّكَ تَزْعَمْ. Every time you come to me, you make a promise. أَنَّكَ لَا تَعُودْ. That you will not return. ثُمَّ تَعُودْ. Then you return again. This time, I ain't gonna take that for an answer. I'm definitely gonna take you to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I'm going to put you into his court, and I will let Rasulullah decide about you. Immediately he says, "Da'ni, let me go. Inni u'allimuka kalimatin yanfa'uka Allahu biha." He says, "Let me go. I will teach you some sentences by which Allah will benefit you." Subhanallah. Acha, sahaba wa haris. They were very eager in learning what was benefit for them in this dunya and akhirah. Says, "Ma hunna." What words are you going to teach me that are going to benefit me when Allah Ta'ala will benefit me? يَنْفَعُكَ اللَّهُ. So this person says, إِذَا أَوَيْتَ إِلَىٰ فِرَشِكَ. When you go in the night time to your bed, when you reside, when you retire to your bed, إِذَا أَوَيْتَ إِلَىٰ فِرَشِكَ فَقْرَأْ آيَةَ الْكُرْسِي. Then read آيَةَ الْكُرْسِي. فَإِنَّهُ لَنْ يَزَالَ فَإِنَّهُ لَنْ يَزَالَ عَلَيْكَ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَافِظٌ. He says, definitely Allah will appoint a protective angel for you who will protect you the whole night, subhanAllah. وَلَا يَقْرَبُكَ شَيْطَانٌ. And the shaitan will not come near you حَتَّى تُصْبِحَ. Until you wake up in the morning, subhanAllah. So he says, فَخَلَّيْتُ سَبِيلًا. I let him go. And then the next morning again, I come to the khidmat of Rasulullah, so I ask him the same question. Ya Aba Huraira, ma fa'ala asiruka al-bariha. What did your captive do last night? He says, Ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know, he made a promise that he, annahu yu'allimuni, that he's gonna teach me something, bi kalimatin, yanfa'uni Allahu biha, by which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will benefit me. He is gonna teach me some sentences, some words which are gonna benefit me. And then he says that he said that you should read آيات الكرسي من أولها حتى تختم, until you finish the whole verse. Who knows Surah آيات الكرسي? Put your hands up. Alhamdulillah. But all of us should know this. Every single Muslim should know آيات الكرسي. We learn the lyrics of many songs. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. Many people, our elders, they say, مجھے تو محمد رفی کا وہ پرانا گانا بہت یاد ہے. لتا منگیشکر کا گانا مجھے بہت یاد ہے. وہ lyrics سب کو یاد ہوتے ہیں. لیکن قرآن یاد کرنے کا عجیب, میں بدھا ہو گیا. تو بدھا ہو گیا تو کیا ہو گیا, پھر بھی تو قرآن یاد کر سکتے. آیت الکرسی, you make and you strive to learn the آیت الکرسی. Allah will open your heart inshallah. Come and read it together. اللہ لا الہ الا هو الحی القیوم لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض ولا يؤوده حفظهما وهو العلي العظيم. Great verses of the Holy Quran. This is called Ayatul Kursi because it has a mention of Allah's arsh and throne in this very verse. Rasulullah s.a.w. listens to Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, says, oh, did he say that to you? He says, yeah, he said that Allah will appoint a protector for me. He said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect me from shaitan coming near me, hatta tusbiha, until you wake up. Rasulullah s.a.w. says, ama innahu qad sadaqaka. Verily, that person has said the truth to you, subhanAllah. He has said the truth to you. But remember, وَهُوَ كَذُوبٌ. He is a big liar, subhanAllah. He spoke the truth, but he himself is a liar. Abu Huraira was shocked. Says, أَمَا إِنَّهُ قَدْ كَذَبَتْ قَدْ صَدَقَكَ. Verily, he has spoken the truth. But remember, that person is a liar. And then after a little while, Hazrat Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, تَعْلَمْ مَنْ تُخَاطِبْ منذ ثلاث do you even know who you were conversing with for the last three occasions, for the last 3 days? Do you know who this person was? He says, I don't know. Allahu wa rasuluhu alam. Rasulullah says, قَالَ فَذَاكَ شَيْطَانٌ. That was shaitan himself, subhanAllah. And now you will say, how can shaitan come? And how can he come and ask? And how can he tell him about Ayatul Kursi? InshaAllah, the ulama, the imma, and your mashayikh, and your khutaba, I will leave the responsibility on them to explain to you, because there is a bit of explanation for that. But what I would say, the shaitan himself, why? Because he wanted this person, he wanted from the zakat Ramadan, he wanted to fulfill his need, however way he wanted to fulfill it. But he took his, you know, the way he got his way out was by mentioning this great verse of the Quran, Ayatul Kursi. And like I said further on, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, La ikraha fi al-deen. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالطَّاغُوتِ وَيُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ اسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْعُرْوَةِ الْوُثْقَى لَا انْفِصَامَ لَهَا وَاللَّهُ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ. اللَّهُ وَلِيُّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا يُخْرِجُهُم مِّنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, those that disbelieve, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَوْلِيَاؤُهُمُ الطَّاغُوتُ, their friends and their associates are none but the shayateen. أَوْلِيَاؤُهُمُ الطاغوت يخرجونهم من النور إلى الظلمات. And these shayateen, and these khaba'is, and these khaba'ith people, ahlul khaba'ith, they take them out from the light and the nur of Islam, and they take them to the pitches and the darkness of kufr. Allah protect us. Amin ya rabbal alamin. أولياءهم الطاغوت يخرجونهم من النور إلى الظلمات أولئك أصحاب النار هم فيها خالدون. These are the dwellers of Jahannam. أولئك أصحاب النار. And they will be in Jahannam for everlasting. The choice is yours, Abdullah, Abdurrahman, Fatima, Zainab. Do we want to choose the path to piety? Do we want to choose the path to righteousness? Do we want to choose the path of going to, the path of going on to the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Or do me and you want to, na'uzu billah, Allah protect us, amin ya rabbil alameen, want to choose the path of shaitan and ghay and error and sin? The choice is yours, and I think we will be much more intelligent if we adopt and we choose the path to piety, inshallah. Say inshallah. Inshallah. We will all adopt that. Say inshallah. Inshallah. Put your hands up, inshallah. Inshallah. Why are people not putting their hands up? We are all going to adopt the path to piety, yes? Inshallah. Say inshallah.
Inshallah.
And inshallah, maybe Allah Ta'ala, when He gives me the opportunity to meet you again on another occasion, inshallah, at that time, we will say, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Allah has increased me in my taqwa, inshallah. Inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant me and you the ability and the understanding to say and to act upon what has been according to the Quran and Sunnah. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. And may Allah give us the ability to act upon the Quran and Sunnah. May Allah Ta'ala safeguard us from being amongst those who follow the ways of shaitan and follow the ways of the Ahlul Shayateen, of the people of the shaitan. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us all guiding stars for His deen, Al-Islam. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. And may Allah Ta'ala grant us His love and grant us the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And may He unite us under the banner of Kalima Shahadat. Ashhadu Allah لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. And may He make us all under the banner of لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. آمين يا رب العالمين. وما علينا إلا البلاغ. وصلى الله على النبي الكريم. سبحان الله وبحمده. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت. نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. وصلى الله على النبي الكريم. فجزاكم الله خيرا أحسن أحسن الجزاء في الدارين. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.